TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health, and I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Let's go on a journey into the future of medicine. In today's talk, biomedical researcher Dr. Hani Goodarzi unveils a groundbreaking approach to combat one of the field's most daunting challenges, the early detection of cancer. Dr. Goodarzi introduces us not just to scientific advancement, but to a potential paradigm shift in how we consider cancer treatment. The key is to target the disease in its most vulnerable stages. Join me in exploring how this breakthrough could make a profound difference in our lives, bringing us closer to a world where more types of cancer can be caught before they take hold. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Catching cancer at its earliest stages and its most treatable can save countless lives. But the million-dollar question is, in an otherwise healthy body made up of trillions of cells, how can we zero in on a small group of rogue cancer cells? The answer, I think, may be rooted in something that, thanks to the pandemic, we have all come to know quite well, and that is RNA. I think these days everyone has a basic understanding of how RNA works, again, thanks to the COVID vaccines. But basically, RNA is transcribed from DNA in the cell, and messenger RNA specifically serves as a template for protein synthesis. So usually the more mRNA you have in the cell, the more protein you get. But our discovery is a little bit different. We have found a new class of RNAs that have changed how we think about cancer detection. These are relatively small RNAs, and they don't actually code for any protein, so they're non-coding. And since we found them, we got to name them, and we have called them orphan non-coding RNAs, or oncRNAs for short. These oncRNAs have not only changed and transformed their approach to cancer detection from blood non-invasively, but they have also helped open a window into the tumor itself for us. So leveraging these RNAs, we are not only detecting cancer earlier, we are actually peering into its biology. So with that short introduction, let me break down the science for you. As you may know, every cell in our body shares the same genetic code as every other cell. It's as if our cells have access to the same pantry, but then they use different recipes to mix the same ingredients into different dishes. It's actually the diversity in genomic recipes that gives us the more than 200 cell types we have in our bodies, each with their own distinct role and function, like skin cells, for example, or neurons. And as you can imagine, there is a complex machinery in place in the cell that governs this process and tells the cell, for each of its 20,000 genes, how much of them it needs to express to be a healthy, well-functioning cell. Now, cancer cells, being the resourceful survivalists that they are, they actually hijack components of this machinery to their advantage. And they do this to increase the expression of genes that would help the tumor grow and spread throughout the body, or silence or downregulate genes whose job is to keep cancer in check. Another way of putting this is that cancer cells are basically hacking that original genomic recipe that I told you about. Now, a few years ago, we made an interesting discovery that is actually a consequence of this genomic reprogramming that happens in cancer cells. It's actually a hallmark of cancer. Basically, parts of the genome that is normally silent and inactive in healthy cells becomes activated in cancer. And a direct consequence of this activation is the birth of a new kind of RNA. That we only see these RNAs in cancer, but not really in healthy cells. Now, over the past few years, we have spent a lot of time basically mapping these cancer-emergent RNAs across human cancers. And as I told you earlier, we have come to name them oncRNAs. Now, what is even more interesting is that which oncRNAs I see in a given sample is not random. It's actually tied back to the type or subtype of cancer that I'm looking at. So collectively, oncRNAs actually provide a digital molecular barcode that captures cancer cell identity. And it's actually unique to the type or subtype of cancer. But how are these molecular barcodes actually useful? So it turns out, oncRNAs are not actually confined to cancer cells. Some of them are nicely packaged and released into the blood. And this is something that healthy cells do as well with other small RNAs. And with all of this introduction, I hope you know where I'm going with this. Basically, if oncRNAs are only expressed in cancer cells, and some of them do in fact find their way into the bloodstream, doesn't it mean that we should be able to detect them in blood samples from cancer patients? The answer, turns out, is yes, but with an asterisk. So the oncRNAs that we detect in blood samples from patients actually form a partial barcode. And it's only a partial barcode because only a subset of oncRNAs are actually secreted from cancer cells into the blood, and even a smaller subset can be reliably detected in a small volume of blood. However, thanks to the magic of machine learning and AI, we can actually use this partial information to reconstruct the original barcode that resides in the tumor. And we can match that reconstruction against our catalog of oncRNA barcodes across cancer to not only detect the presence of the disease, but also identify its type or subtype. And actually, as we grow, fundamentally increase the number of these oncRNA catalogs that we have built, we can go deeper and deeper into the biology of the disease as well. Now, with help from our clinical collaborators at UCSF, we have come a step closer to actually bringing this platform to the clinic. In a preliminary study across 200 breast cancer patients, we have actually shown that we can use oncRNAs to detect residual disease in patients after they have received treatment. And knowing which patients have remaining disease tells clinicians who needs additional treatment or monitoring after the surgery. And this way, patients receive more treatment only when it's needed. I truly believe that the next decade is the decade of cancer screening. And as you can imagine, blood detection of cancers is a major frontier in that war. And I hope to have convinced you today that leveraging powerful AI built on top of molecular barcodes of oncRNAs, we can envision a future that precise and sensitive, but more importantly, very accessible, blood detection of cancers is not just a hope, but it's actually a reality. Thank you.
Support for this show comes from Brooks. I've really gotten into running this year, so I have to tell you about the Ghost 16 from Brooks, because this shoe is kind of a game changer. I found the cushioning to be next level comfortable. It's incredibly soft, yet surprisingly lightweight. It's literally comfortable every time my foot hits the pavement. The Ghost 16 from Brooks isn't just a shoe for me. It's a daily boost for my runs. Visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work. Canva.
That was Dr. Hani Goodarzi at the 2023 TED Immigrant Diaspora Iranian event. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. TED Health is a part of the TED Audio Collective. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the episode. Send me a message on Instagram at ShoshanaMD. This episode was produced by me and Costanza Gallardo, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lagis, Faraday Grunge, David Biello, Daniela Valarezo, and Michelle Quint. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter, and I'll talk to you again next week.